Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to another episode of Jamming with Jason. Hey, today I have a special treat for you. You may not know, but I have other podcasts, including Walking a Spiritual Path, that I co-host with my friend Brad Miller. And I want to share one of those great episodes with you today. You know, many professionals are searching for something greater than themselves in life. Attorney Brad Miller and recovering CPA Jason Mefford are on the path, exploring what it means for each of them to be a spiritual professional in an analytical, evidence-based world. So whether you're into yoga, meditation, crystals, or are merely curious about what else is out there, join us as we discuss our journeys and break the stigma around professionals who woo and the myths around what it means to be spiritual. So if you like what you hear, make sure to subscribe to Walking a Spiritual Path that you can find on all podcast players, YouTube, and on my website. And now let's roll that episode. Hi there, I'm Jason Mefford, and I'm joined by Brad Miller, and today we're going to talk about sound, which is exactly what you're hearing right now as you're listening to us, right? It's a sound. But Brad, maybe to kick it off, because you brought this up as a topic, maybe I know there's a lot of different places we thought about going today, so where do you want to get started first?
Well, I know in the past we've talked about things like the sound of silence, and we did a little singing along with it. And
The sound of silence.
Right. We'll do so it this again is maybe the there. Opposite of that, I guess. This, you know, we're not talking about the silence. We're talking about, you know, actual sound. But I thought that, you know, because sound and frequency and vibration are things that we've talked about with previous episodes, it may be a good idea to talk a little bit more about specifically sound and maybe how that relates to vibrations and frequencies and what the importance of it is, and then how you can use it. Yeah. You know, because, you know, I think for part of this, you know, podcast that we do, we want to do things that are kind of practical for people. They can kind of take back and they can do it themselves, or they can use some of the things we talk about. And so one thing that you can do is you can use sound and the frequencies and the vibrations that you get created to do things. Mm-hmm. So,
yep. Well, and I think it's, so I'd like to maybe share, cause there's a quote by Nikola Tesla, right? If you want to find the secrets of the universe, think in terms of energy, frequency, and vibration. Okay, so his quote talked about energy, frequency, and vibration. And I've heard and have been taught by my mentor, right, think in terms of sound, frequency, vibration, magnetics, right? These are some other words that are important. And I know when you brought this up, I think a lot of people misunderstand what those different terms mean. And so maybe it'd be good to just go through and kind of talk about what those things mean and kind of from a 3D perspective, how you use them or why they're important, right? So one thing is in frequency, well, let me define them and then I'll explain, right? So sound is not a particular note or frequency. Sound is usually a mantra. It's something you're saying. So, you know, a lot of times, especially like in Tibetan Buddhist philosophy, they'll say different mantras, right? Like Om Mani Padme Hum. Okay, that is a sound that you're making, right? And that sound you're making is at a particular frequency. So frequencies are, you can think about them like notes on a piano keyboard. Each note on the piano keyboard is tuned to a particular frequency, right? Now, depends on how your instrument is tuned, right, as to which exact frequency you're playing when you push the middle C button, right? But usually it's around 256 hertz. And so frequency is usually defined by hertz to be able to know what it is. Okay, and we'll probably come back to that later. So that's the sound, that's frequency. Vibration is then how the energy is moving, the frequency of the energy movement. Okay. And so there's a term also in music and sound on sympathetic resonance, which means, for example, if I have two tuning forks that are both at the same frequency, okay, and I'll just use 432 as a particular frequency. If I hit the one tuning fork and hold them together near each other, the vibration, right, it's making a frequency of 432, it's vibrating the energy at 432 hertz. The other tuning fork will resonate with that, meaning it will start to vibrate itself at 432 because that's what's around it, okay? And so that's the sympathetic resonance, right? And so all of that kind of ties into how we actually would use sound, frequency, and vibration from a spiritual standpoint. Or, you know, again, if you're not there yet, which you probably are if you're listening to this podcast, or an emotional state as well, right? Because sure. I don't know if we've talked about here, but there's been some research done that a lot of the different emotions that we feel are actually at specific frequencies. And so, mm-hmm. and there's a scale, right? So like anger is a lower frequency than joy, right? And so if you want to get yourself to a particular emotional feeling, sound in that spectrum of that particular emotion will help your body sympathetically resonate to that particular frequency and will raise your emotional state. Okay, so I just went blah 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 blah, right? We're done. Okay, so
let's back up a little bit.
Did that make sense? Or
so, what is it? Let's see. Let's take a little bit even basic down a little bit further. So we talked about physics, some science here. I know we may have just lost half our audience, but you know, hang with us if you're still around. So physics, everything is moving. Okay. This is the idea of kind of quantum physics, that at the very minute, you know, tiniest levels, everything is vibrating to some extent. You know, the desk here is vibrating, the chair is vibrating. I am a person, am I vibrating? Everything is vibrating. And you talked about the idea of synthetic resonance. So a good example of that is kind of, you know, the joke of the opera singer breaking the glass. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So the glass is vibrating at a very microscopic level. You know, you can't see the vibration necessarily, but it's there, it's vibrating. And so when the opera singer hits that note, specific note that matches the frequency, because they're at the same frequency, they kind of join together and they amplify. That's the word. So they amplify each other. So that causes the glass then to shake faster and more violently, and then it breaks because glass is fragile and, you know, things like that. Same application can happen to your body, for instance. You know, yeah. If you get something like that, you can start vibrating based on what's around you that way. And if it starts matching up, it really gets you going. And that's where you can use the music, and we'll kind of go down that rabbit hole a little bit here in a minute.
Well, in the glass breaking is a great way of showing it kind of in a 3D way, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And you can see, I mean, if you don't believe us, go out to YouTube. You can, there's a guy, I can't remember his name, but he does this. It's kind of like a parlor trick that he breaks glasses, right, with his voice. But what he's doing is he he taps the glass and he can hear the resonance of that, and then he matches his voice to that particular frequency to end up breaking it, right? Because what you probably don't realize is everything is created and destroyed with those things too. So universes are created with sound, they're destroyed with sound as well, right? Whether we can pick up on them with our human ears or not, that's how it works. Because the sounds and the frequencies lead to vibrations, which either bring things together or blow things apart, right? Creation and destruction, they're two sides of the same coin, right? And so it's, but we're like the glass too, right? And so I'll ask everybody listening a question, right? Have you ever been in a good mood and then you get around somebody who's just in a really pissy or gossipy kind of mood, right? And you're with them for about 5 minutes and all of a sudden you just feel like shit, right? And you're like, why is this? I felt happy 5 minutes ago. Because that person's, right, vibration that they're putting off of their negativity, their gossiping, their whatever else, your body starts a sympathetic resonance and starts vibrating at that level, right? So it brings you down from where you were to their level.
Right? Yeah, and like a good 3D example, another one is if you've ever been to a concert and you're by the speakers and you could just feel like the bass, like the subwoofer, you know, because just vibrating you. That's the same concept. The vibrations of the sound waves coming out are causing your body to vibrate a little bit to the point you can actually feel it. Like if you ever go to a concert, you sit there and you can just feel that those vibrations coming through you.
Well, and even if you've been to like a sound bowl healing, you get that same effect, right? You can you can feel the vibration of the bowls in the room. Again, depending on who's playing and how it's set up, but I felt that where it's like it felt like, and I'm trying to remember, it was like in a counterclockwise way. But I would get hit by energy. It's like, boom, 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 right? Because I could just feel like this ball of energy, if you will, kind of floating around the room, and it would hit my body, right? Mm-hmm. And so your body is picking up on that. You can feel it too.
Yeah, I've not done an in-person sound bath, but I've listened through my headphones. Mm-hmm. And I can feel, and this maybe is a topic for another podcast episode, but depending on the actual frequency of the sound bowl, I feel it in a different place. So I feel it in different areas of my body.
There's a reason for that. Yeah. We probably don't have time to get into today, but that's
right.
But part of it is on a very basic level. Is think of your body like a piano keyboard. Different parts of your body, when they're healthy and in a state of well-being, will vibrate at particular frequencies. And so that's why when you listen to different frequencies, you will often feel it in different parts of your body. You also may see different colors as well. So I can tell sometimes when I'm doing some of my frequency work, I see different colors when I close my eyes, right? Sometimes I'll see green, sometimes I'll see purple, sometimes I'll see yellow, sometimes I'll see red, right? And a lot of that has to do with the particular frequency that I'm listening to as well, because color has frequency as well, right? So it's not a surprise that all of these things kind of line up together.
Right.
So that's where it's, you know, for me, it's a lot of people, another word that you'll hear a lot kind of in the spiritual space is tune. Tune to this, tune to that. Well, what does that mean? Well, you're trying to, again, tune your body, tune your soul to a particular frequency, right? So that you're with or in that state that you're trying to get to. And so again, if we think of our body like a piano keyboard, our job is to tune our piano, right? And then to play it, clean it, tune it, play it, right? And that's where a lot of this sound and frequency work can come in helping you to actually tune yourself to those particular frequencies, depending on what you're trying to do or what you're working on.
Yeah. So why then, I guess, why would we want to tune ourselves? Like, what impact does that have? What's the importance of being able to do that? Because we were talking about how, you can feel the vibrations and all this stuff and affect your body and all like that. But, why does it matter?
Yeah, because if you want to connect into source, right, which is probably one of the reasons why everybody is listening to this, right? The only way to really do that is to have your body tuned so that you can go to those particular frequencies and receive and send information with source.
So it's like a radio. You turn the dial. You have to tune the station in to get what you're trying to pick up. And
if you're off a little bit, right? So again, I'm old enough to remember the old AM radio.
I remember it too. So
you remember that too? Okay. So, now with the digital, it's like 93.1. No, in the past, it was like we had a 90 and we had like a 95 and you're like, screech, 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 trying to tune it in, yep. Right? Mm-hmm. And then you move a little bit. Sometimes you had to tune it in again a little bit because the frequency was coming to you kind of from a different angle or in a different way.
Get an interference or something.
Interference. Well, in interference, there's another great way of thinking about it, right? We were talking about, you made a reference to the Sound of Silence podcast episode that we did. Mm-hmm. That's because most people were having interference, right? And that's one of the reasons why we can't connect. Is our head is so noisy, we're just all over the place, we have that interference. And so that's where you've got to kind of clean that interference out and tune to where you want to be.
So get your radios out and work on those dials, turn the dials to...
Turn those dials right now to 95.3 for a chance at winning concert tickets to the upcoming, I don't know...
You'd be careful because somebody's going to try to take you up on that. Be careful.
My little DJ voice. Yeah, anyway.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's a little bit about, some of the concepts. And like I said, I wanted to bring that up because a lot of people, when they use the word sound, they're actually meaning frequency. Mm-hmm. And so there is actually a difference between the two. Now, again, from a practical standpoint, why use this, right? There's lots of different ways to try to tune, to try to ground. For me, music is a big one. It's one of my primary go-tos. And one of the reasons why I love it so much is it's easy. It's really easy to do it, right? You don't have to know how to sing. You don't have to know how to do anything. And I'll give you an example of kind of a practice that I do every day. There's a particular song that I listen to. And it's not a song in the way that you think about a song being played on the radio, but it's a song because it's made up of sound and frequency. So the words that are spoken in this are at a particular frequency, okay? So sometimes when I listen to it, I just listen to it kind of in the background because I'm doing other things, right? And that helps me because unconsciously, I'm still kind of tuning to that or hearing that.
It's like affecting you. We talked about
it's affecting me just the fact that I'm listening to it, right? Mm-hmm. It's affecting me. Now, there's other times when I might close my eyes as I'm listening to it and just kind of silently in my head, kind of listening to it. And that's a slightly different experience than if I'm just walking around washing the dishes or taking the trash out while I'm doing it, right?
Be careful the walking to take the trash out with your eyes closed, though.
Yeah, I have my eyes open when I do that.
Okay.
When I close my eyes, I'm just there for the half hour, right? I don't move. But one of the things that I've started playing with more is sit, close my eyes, and hum, right? Mm-hmm. So not even necessarily, you know, I'm starting to try to say some of the words, but they're a little different words that you have to get familiar with. It's not in English, right? And so as I'm doing that, I notice a difference in my body, especially I'm not doing it for the full 30 minutes, but if I will concentrate and hum and try to kind of out loud say the words at the particular frequency that it's coming through the song, my body feels different, right? Mm-hmm. It feels like it's on steroids compared to just listening to it unconsciously. Right.
Yeah, because your body's actually participating in that integration of that frequency. It's
correct. So I'm making the sound, and the humming or kind of singing along is forcing my body to vibrate at the particular frequency that it might be on at the time. Right. And so sometimes it might be, you know, like I made reference to the Om Mani Padma Om, right, which is one. That usually is done at a particular frequency. I can't remember if it's 528 or 432 that most people do that at. But you're staying on the same note the whole time, right? So I'm not going Om Mani Padme Hum, right? That's a whole bunch of different notes and frequencies, right? But it's Om Mani Padme Hum. Right, so I'm keeping that same frequency, but like I said, my doing that, and probably people listening, you can feel the difference when I do that.
I can feel that when you did it.
When I did it, right? Or if I go, oh, right, you feel one way. If I go, oh. Same sound, but different frequencies make you feel a different way.
And I felt it in different parts of my body too. One was lower part, one was a little higher.
Was the latter one the higher one?
The lower one was the lower pitch was the lower. The
lower part
and the last
of your
one
body.
You did was higher. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Interesting.
Yep. Jason's the sound bowl. What'd you do?
No, okay. So it's funny that you bring that up, right? Because, you know, and we'll talk, I mean, we'll see how long we go on this episode, but how much more we'll share and maybe do some show and tell too. But that's an important point that most people don't think about, right? They think, well, I got to have a flute, or I got to have a shamanic drum, or I got to do this, or I got to do that in order to do some of these things. And you do not. Your body is an instrument, mm-hmm. right? So again, whether, like I said, I can make my voice sound like a singing bowl. Right? So I don't even need a sound bowl to be able to make that sound and frequency come out of my body, right? And so, you know, same thing too, like even, you know, sometimes I'll do this. Mm-hmm. Now, for people that are listening, you know, just audio, they're going to be like, what the hell were you doing, right? But I was using my chest as a drum, mm-hmm. right? And so you can do the same thing with your body. Your body is a drum as well, right? And so you
can
can do certain things like that as well to use it. And you feel the vibration of it, right? Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's probably an important practical takeaway too, is your body and your voice that you have are an instrument. And it doesn't matter whether you think you can sing or not. right? It that doesn't matter. You don't have to be a great singer to be able to do some of these things like I was doing. You know, so how do you let me try this. So, because some people might have a question like, yeah, but well, how do I do it to a particular frequency, right? Because one of the things that I created was a sound frequency kind of playlist. Let me see if I can get back to it to show you live. But again, it's unscripted and raw. So here we go.
Yeah, all right. You do that because we talked about the fact that different frequencies are correspond to different emotions and things, and so you may decide, hey, I want to do something that's more towards joy or towards love, and so what's a frequency that's more towards that? You know, I don't obviously want to be frequency of anger, for instance. So, you know, it could be good to have.
Yeah, and I'm trying to find the playlist so I have it under here. Because I was just going to show kind of like live how you would actually do this. Where's my...
And for those of you that are just listening and not watching in the video, we apologize that this is maybe not the most exciting of...
Well, no, it's exciting. Come on. But so as an example, right, I'm going to play... 639 hertz, and so if I wanted to tune myself or kind of hum to it, I would just listen to it, and then I would start to make that sound, right? So hopefully you can hear it. So if you hear it, right, and there's lots of different pure tones, true tones, the different frequency hertzes that you can listen to, and you just listen to it for a little bit until you match your voice to that particular frequency, and then you're kind of forcing your body to vibrate at that particular frequency.
Yeah, well, that's a good way to, again, especially if there's particular frequencies or things you're trying to hit or... Mm-hmm. You know, when we talked about music, is a great way. You know, different kinds of music, and again, this is probably more in depth than we're going to be able to go into this episode. But different kinds of music with different frequencies have different impacts on you. You know, so if you want something that's going to put you in more of a joyous mood, that's a different kind of song than one that's going to maybe more mellow. And you know, there's all kinds of variations in there, and. Just by music, yeah. By listening to music.
Yeah, and each song. And so that's where, again, you know, another practical thing that I'll tell people is just listen to regular music, right? You can do some of the stuff that we've been talking about, but even just listening to regular music that's on your phone already, right, can help you move to some of those things. And so then sometimes people will be like, well, what particular frequency do I need to be on to feel this particular emotion? Well, there's a little debate back and forth on what it is exactly, and you can go do research if you want to or reach out to me. But, you know, for the most part, if you're just going to use standard music, it doesn't matter. Just find a piece of music that makes you feel the way you want to feel, right? So, I have a morning playlist that sometimes I'll go through. I used to do it like every single day. I haven't done it for probably, I don't know, a year maybe. But I did use it this last week because there was a morning where I was kind of feeling sluggish and I needed to get myself going. And so I put songs in that playlist, right, to kind of wake me up in the morning and get me going and feel excited. And so one of the songs that I have in there is I'm So Excited by the Pointer Sisters, right? That song, you know, makes me get excited, right? And it's not a true tone or a pure tone because there's different notes throughout the song. But listening to that and listening to it over and over again helps me to feel excited, right? Mm-hmm. And so, you know, there can be some other songs. Like I remember when I used to do a lot of running, one of the songs that was in my running playlist, right? So I had a playlist for when I go out running, was Kashmir from Led Zeppelin. Because boom, there's this downbeat in that song that I would then make my feet go to as I was running. So it was like boom, ba-da-gump, ba-da-dump, 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 right? And again, it was a song that worked for me in that particular application. And I know some people might be going, oh, well, tell me what songs I should use. I don't know which songs you should use. What song makes you excited? What song makes you feel like you can go kick ass and take names? What song makes you feel love? What song makes you feel joy or peace, right? I mean, for me, I got a peaceful, easy feeling. You know, the Eagles, that song makes me feel peaceful, right? But there's a lot of different songs that can make me feel peaceful as well. And there's different songs for everybody listening that are going to do that for them.
Yeah. Now, when I, way back in the day, when I was in law school and did mock trials, before mock trials, I had would play like the theme to Gladiator and some kind of big thematic music like that to kind of get me in the mindset and things like that. So,
it's a way to pump yourself up. Mm-hmm. It's a way to get you into, you know, like you said, different, sometimes people use it going to work or coming home from work, right? Maybe you're stressed out at work and you want to just kind of calm down or get mellow. Well, your playlist should probably be calm and mellow. It shouldn't be Anthrax, right? Because that's just going to keep you, you know, up amped and agitated, amped up. And that's probably not the feeling that you're looking for, that you're trying to go to.
Yeah, and who hasn't played some Marvin Gaye when you're trying to get a little cozy with the, you know?
Marvin Gaye. We got Barry White. I mean, come on, these guys are great, right?
Yeah, get the mood going.
Get the mood going. A lot of babies are made to both of those men's music, and other people as well, right? But again, both of those artists are actually known for it being a romantic but arousing kind of romantic music as well, that gets people horny, you know, and let's get it on. I mean, that's one of Marvin Gaye's songs, right? Let's get it on, you know, hey, that's what that song is for. So, right.
So use your music playlist, making them babies, I guess. Mm-hmm. What kind of stuff?
Or having fun without making babies too.
True story. besides the music, what else? You know, let's talk about some other things that people can do. I know we've talked a little bit about the singing bowls, and I know you've got to find. And again, I apologize for those who are watching, or just listening. I would suggest that you go to YouTube after this and then actually watch this, because you're going to miss out on some of the fun things here. If you don't, but yeah.
Well, and I think too, you know, because I mean, we've already, you know, we don't want to
blow
our whole wad in one episode. We're going to talk about this more, I'm sure, too. But another practical tip is using an instrument, right? Mm-hmm. We said you can use your body as an instrument, but there are other instruments that anybody can use, and you don't even really have to learn too much to be able to make the vibration and frequency come out of them as well, right? Mm-hmm. So we thought we'd maybe kind of wrap up with a little show and tell as well. So I brought with me a Native American flute, which is one that I like. And this is, it's just a song that I kind of play, and we'll see where it goes, because again, it's a pretty simple instrument. All you have to do is blow through it and move your fingers around. And very quickly you can actually learn how to make music with it, right? It's not like having to play the piano. And so I can just play a little bit, because again, it's when I pull this out and when I set an intention for what I want to happen when I play, then I feel kind of led to play what's coming to me or what it feels like that I need, right? And so I'll just play a little bit of it, you know, and again, everybody can just kind of sit back and listen and see how this makes you feel when I do it. So hopefully all the audio is going to come through properly. So here we go. So just a little bit, because it's not a full concert tonight, right? But no,
that's next episode. Oh,
yeah, it's next episode, right? Yeah, come join. Maybe that's what the free concert will be if you tune to 95.3, right?
That's the tickets for Jason on the flute.
Yeah. Oh boy,
no refunds, up. By the way. No take back. So
no refunds for the free concert. Okay,
that's right.
But no, I mean, so as I played that. Mm-hmm. Right. I mean, you were kind of listening to that. How did that make you feel, Brad?
Well, some of the note combinations, some of the jumps, made me think of other songs. So at one point I heard some James Bond in there. So that was kind of interesting. I caught an octave skip. So you hit the low note and then jumped up to the high note or vice versa. One of the two, but as far as kind of the feeling, it was, it was relaxing. Mm-hmm. It felt light, airy. Like I can imagine myself almost the flight as a bird flying, mm-hmm. Soaring.
Well, so you can play that flute different ways, right? But most of the time, my intention when I'm playing it is to kind of feel relaxed, feel peaceful, kind of send that vibration out into the world as well, right? And so that's why my fingers usually kind of move the way that they do, and I've got little variations off of that I kind of do. But that's usually my intention. And so you can see how, again, that's a show-and-tell, real-life example of... Mm-hmm. How you can do it. And again, I mean, if people go out and pick up a flute, you're going to squeak a little bit to begin with. But like I said, it's really not that difficult to be able to play that kind of a flute. I mean, most of us, I don't know if you had, did you have recorder lessons when you were in fourth grade?
Elementary.
Like I did too. Yeah, in elementary school. So most of the people, I mean, that's effectively just a recorder in a way. Right. And so if you could play that in fourth grade or grade school, you can probably play this, and looking up a couple of YouTube videos on how to play it, you're going to be off to the races if you want to. Right. But again, there's other things, like I've got a hand pan drum that you can see in the background there, at least for now. I've got a shamanic drum. I've got a whole bunch of different instruments. But that was just the one that we thought I'd share today. So,
yeah. And I think it's a great example of, you know, you can hear differences, you can do notes, and I think it's pretty clear just kind of how that can impact the vibrations, frequencies, and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, so these would be multi-note instruments, right? So you can create different frequencies, different notes on those instruments, right? So again, like my hand pan drum, multi-note, the flute, multi-note, my guitar, multi-note, my shamanic drum, mainly one note, one frequency.
Probably a couple in there, right?
Yeah. But there are a couple, because again, depending on, because I've got a natural buffalo hide, so depending on where you hit it on the drum, it does give off some slightly different frequencies. But for the most part, you think about a thing like a drum is usually more of a single frequency kind of an instrument.
Like the beat and the, you know, that's a big part of the drum.
It's the beat and the patterns and things mm-hmm. like that that you're doing to be able to try to invoke certain altered states is kind of how you use those kind of instruments.
Yeah, maybe we'll talk a little bit more about that another day.
Mm-hmm. We can always do more show and tell later.
But you have to actually watch the YouTube to see it. Otherwise, you just get the tell and less of the show. Yeah. So for those of you who are just watching this on the audio, we love you. But check out the YouTube video too. You can actually see Jason's face. You can watch it. You may not want to see Jason's face. But
I make funny faces all during it? So.
Right, but you can see what's going on, you know, what we're doing, the show and tell stuff, and you know, have a good old time with us that way too. So
when we take a sip of coffee that you never hear on the audio. Yeah, anyway.
That's good editing.
So. Yeah, which we don't do. Okay, all right, anyway. Oh,
don't tell our secrets.
I know. Sorry.
It's all right. So a lot about sound. We talked about frequency, you know, how vibrations lead to that. I think we've left the listeners with a lot to think about. Mm-hmm. A lot of stuff you can try, you know, pick up a flute, you know, pick up a recorder. I'm sure you can probably find a recorder online for $20 or something, and, you know, or even a little drum. You can find a really expensive drum and just, you know, hit on that, or use your own voice, use your own, you know, be on your chest like a Tarzan or something, or, you know, whatever you need to do. Or the easiest one probably for most people is listen to the music on your phone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, put some tunes on and use that to help change your mood, your emotional states. Maybe get you pumped up or, you know, ready for getting it on, whatever you need to, you know, trying to do for that point.
Let's get it on. Da, da, da.
So,
yeah.
Anything else you want to add to that?
No, because like I said, I think we kind of went through and talked about the reasons why, right? Because there's physics, but there's spiritual reasons for it, right? Because, you know, again, what most people don't realize is everything spiritual is physics at its underlying, right? And so, yeah, how you can use sound, frequency, vibration, what the differences are, why you would want to do that, why we want to vibrate at different frequencies, and then some practical ways that you can actually do it and start playing with it. So, you know, I think kind of a parting thing is just everybody listening, just go play with it a little bit, right? Mm-hmm. You don't have to do it the way I do it, the way Brad does it, but just play with it and see what seems to work for you.
All right. Well, that will wrap up the episode. Thank you guys for listening. And go break some glasses. I mean, try out some.
Yeah, exactly. And we'll see you next time.
See you guys.
Bye.
And that's a wrap. Thanks for listening. The fact that you listened to this entire episode means you got value and others will too. Do me a favor and leave a 5-star review with comments and then share with others. You can also check out all of my videos on my YouTube channel and my website, jasonmefford.com. This podcast is primarily for education and commentary and does not represent professional advice. Views and opinions expressed on this show are that of the individuals and not of their respective organizations.